yes. Welcome, all my friends, to the promo for Couch Pilots, the podcast that dares to fly into the unknown territory of awful television pilots of the past. Won't you please join Captains Philip Ressacher and me, the Black Magnet, as we take you on a voyage that you never knew you wanted to go on of TV shows that had only one episode. We'll time travel digitally in our minds to the year the pilot was released, pull back the curtains to reveal facts that may or may not be interesting, chat with those involved with the making of the show, give you a detailed analysis of the plot, unearth reviews from around the world, and provide you with our own special brand of rating. So click on a classically blue link, high-five our faithful tarmac worker DSJ, and earn a variety of goods and services rendered by becoming a frequent flyer and subscribing in Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app of choice. Download or stream new episodes every Monday, and don't forget to rate us, leave a review, and most importantly, tell a friend. Well, these pilots are usually rough, but it's always a smooth flight here on Couch Pilots. Thanks, everyone. Hope to see you soon.
Give me a keg of beer.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer.
I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street. And he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
And just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for another fantastic edition of Drunk at the Movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. This one is going to be a treat. It is a movie I am a very big fan of. Some could say I kind of have lived this movie in some ways. We are talking about 1994, Kevin Smith, his directorial debut, Clerks. I spent over 10 years behind the counter at Co-op Records in Pekin, Illinois, and have a lot of stories from that job. And this movie, much like High Fidelity, is a movie I can relate to in a lot of ways. There's a lot of things in this movie I can't relate to, and I'm very happy about.
So did you or did you not fuck a corpse in your bathroom?
I did not.
I need you to explain.
No, I haven't been there in a couple years, so I don't know what's happened since. But
the table.
In my tenure, no corpse fucking. So on that note, let's introduce our guests here. You heard him last week when we watched The Big Lebowski. Well, guess what? The cardigan sweater is off. He's got some twisted tea. He's got some Captain and Coke. And some sweet treats
chocolate
from Casey's.
Pretzels.
Steve, welcome back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And to my right, we've got a couple gentlemen. This is their first time on Drunk at the Movies. One of them is a Drunken Lullabies veteran. We'll introduce him first. Calvin Cosmo, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here as always.
Yeah. Well, thank you for showing up, and this is your first viewing of this movie, correct?
Yep.
All right.
I'm a newbie.
We gonna pop that cherry.
We'll be gentle.
Yes. Maybe. We'll see how the beer treats us. And then, of course, our newcomer, he is a fellow podcaster. We will get into that throughout the show. You'll get your plugs in, don't worry.
Sounds good.
All right. Zach, welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Well, for some reason, my DVD player just decided to shut off because I had the movie on pause for too long. So guess what? While I reboot this, why don't we, let's talk about your podcast. This is a perfect idea.
Sounds good.
So,
segue.
Yeah, you know.
It's a good segue. Yeah, so I've been a podcaster for about 3 years now. I do two podcasts. First one that I started was Geeks in a Phone. So that's basically with four of us. Myself, my friend Andy Seidel, DJ Moran, and Travis Woolock.
I know some of those names.
Yeah. So that one is basically, that's just a big, like, cauldron of random things.
A clusterfuck, if you will.
Exactly. A well-structured clusterfuck.
That's the best way to be. We have one of those, too. It's called Broken Funny Bone.
So we start out on that one with, like, movie news, and then we move into Blu-ray DVD releases, cover those, and then we do shitty movies that we've watched over the week.
Huh.
And then we get into first world problems.
Okay.
And then we do wrestling news.
Oh.
And then we do some current news, and then we do uplifting news, and then we end the podcast with a very interesting segment, which is called Why Should I Date You? So we go onto an online dating website, and we look out for the worst of the worst dating profiles.
Okay.
So we warn the single people out there, don't date these people, because they sound awful.
What percentage are male versus female on those?
We don't discriminate either. We just do male and female.
I imagine the males are much worse.
Yes, probably. Absolutely. Yep, definitely. So that's that podcast. And the next one is Silver Sentry. And that's with just Travis, and that's basically kind of like our Smodcast. We pretty much just talk about nothing, almost, and just see where the conversation
goes. And for the people who don't know what Smodcast is, it's actually one of the first podcasts I ever got into. It is Kevin Smith, who directed this movie and wrote it, and his producer, Scott Mosier. Mosier, Smith, Smodcast, yep. Podcast, that's how that goes.
I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can literally spell it out for you. See, Smith... starts with an S.
Okay.
Mosier starts with an M.
Okay.
So that's where you get the sm. And then podcast, they took the P and replaced it with the SM to make Smodcast.
Still not tracking.
Damn it.
And ironically enough,
we're going to move on.
Travis is the... We're filmmakers, too. And Travis is the director, and I'm the producer.
Okay.
Which is ironically enough
the... He's the DJ. I'm the rapper. That's a Fresh Prince reference. So, the DVD is finally back in order here. This movie, again, I have seen many times. I have an autographed poster of it. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes, the... aforementioned Jay and Silent Bob, that are, you know, popular pop culture icons at this point. They have signed it. Also, it was signed by Walt Flanagan.
Very
and,
awesome.
And Brian Johnson, who I rode in an elevator with them once at a Comic-Con.
Really?
So, if you have your own copy of Clerks, which you should, it doesn't have to be Blu-ray because it really doesn't need to be. We could just be watching this on a regular DVD and it would be just as fine. But fuck me, right? I bought the Blu-ray. So get your DVD out, hit play in 3, 2, 1. Miramax Films presents Kevin Smith's directorial and writing debut. We have a creepy clown with what looks to be a slow child, perhaps?
A fat toddler?
Fat toddler. And, you know, here comes a clown with a thong and stockings. That is Vulgar the Clown, the star of a future View Askew movie called Vulgar, which, yes, it does in fact involve clown rape. So look for that if you're into it. I'm not. Just saying.
But you have a
but I
knowledge
know
of it.
Yeah, right. I think that says enough. So, this is Dante rolling out of a closet. Like, how was that door staying shut before? Because he fell out of it like he had weight on it. But I didn't see him reach up to open the doorknob.
Yeah, that shot always bothers me. Like, I was like, why is he, like, falling?
He could have been leaning against a door frame.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, he gets a phone call, and this sets the table for the whole movie. It's his day off. I've worked those shifts where you close and you gotta open the next day.
Yep, absolutely.
The thing about Dante is he's the hero of this movie.
Really is.
But he's a bigger whiner than Luke Skywalker talking about Tashi Station.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to get some power converters.
What he fucking sounds like.
I know, I agree. I mean, Kevin Smith being the big Star Wars fan, it's probably...
I wonder if it's intentional.
Probably intentional. So, Clerks. We talked about it. It's a very indie movie. Kevin Smith had credit cards, maxed them out, sold his comic book collection because he was a big time comic book fan. So it takes a lot for a nerd to part with his collection.
No kidding.
It took Rihanna getting in a car accident for me to part with mine. But Bill's got to get paid.
Yep.
Long boxes ended up at Acme. So thanks to Bob for helping me out there with all. I mean, I had some good shit. So he shot me a fair price. Actually, I got more than I expected. But again, that could be Bob doing me a solid because I've known the guy for years. So shout out to Acme Comics.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah. This, it's a black and white movie. I think it took about 40 days for them to film it. Right. They did a lot of the shots, the shoots at night. And the reason why is going to be explained here in a little bit. Or I guess the reason why this next thing happens is because they were going to shoot at night.
Yep.
He's opening the store and evidently Leonardo's a seedy area because they've got these, you know,
metal shutters
on the doors like this is Chicago and stuff. But somebody is going to jam gum in the locks.
Youths.
Bunch of savages, man.
Took me forever to figure it out, but this sort of reflects Dante's Inferno as it goes along.
Yeah.
So you have Dante, yep, the hero of your movie, and as you go along, the they have like the title cards. Of hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Dante's journey, and that's it's artsy fartsy indie movie.
Trying
to bring today's clerk into the whole.
So he just bought all the papers for one quarter, and they got it back. That's not right. And now he can sell them. No harm, no foul. Man, that twisted T. Look, it's getting active.
It's angry.
Yeah. So, have you guys ever worked a job like this?
Oh, yeah.
Being a clerk?
I worked at a gas station. It was awful.
I worked at Toys R Us for 4 years in the electronics section.
Okay.
So, that was kind of my Randall job, Dante Randall job.
Did you work with Steven Gerrard?
Doesn't sound familiar.
Okay. He's an indie wrestler now.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Steven Wolf, the leader of the pack, and the new reigning Funky Monkey champion.
Nice.
It's a thing.
The reigning defending.
Yeah, he won the belt back from former guest on the show, Christian Rose.
Okay.
And some friends, Kevin, was out there last weekend, and so was Blake Clayton, and they enjoyed the Funky Monkey wrestling. Hornswoggle was there.
Really?
Kevin's cousin, Sensei Bach, was wrestling
him. Bachler?
Okay. Yeah, Bachler wrestled against him.
Awesome.
Vilification.
Bachler's a good dude.
So here we go. We get our first little story section here. The guy from Chewy's Gum. Calvin, did you work a clerk job anywhere?
Worked at Jimmy John's for a bit. Basically a sandwich maker, but sometimes I'd be the cashier, and then I've worked at the disc golf shop part-time before. But nothing like this, no.
So so we have a lung on the counter and a trach ring. What's weird though is Kevin Smith, big time smoker, you know, and this is how you open the movie.
And I wonder if he ever had something like, as long as I sold cigarettes at a gas station, I never had an asshole like this walk in and pull this crap.
Cancer merchant.
I had kids come in, sit by the cops every once in a while trying to buy stuff, but
yeah.
Brianna, she did that. Her dad was a cop.
Yeah.
And she got drafted to do that.
Really?
Yes.
Try to buy underage?
Yep. She was a little bit of a narc, but then she later smoked, you know.
Narc.
So it had the adverse effect, you know. The ones that sold to her, she may have actually smoked. I don't know. But if you plan to shoplift, let us know. Thanks. I always liked that sign.
They don't care if you do. I'd never care if someone stole from me.
Yeah. All right, so here's Walt Flanagan role number one. You may know him as one of the comic book men. Yep. He runs Jay and Silent Bob's secret stash, and there they are, Jay and Silent Bob. Their introduction.
That just seems wasteful.
We need some tits and ass, and he just goes into the berserker dance. And essentially, Jay is playing himself.
Basically.
A sped up version of himself.
I love when he's like, sup, ladies? Sup, sluts?
Yeah. And you actually could see somebody in the reflection of the window.
You're cute as hell.
I love women. And there's Scott Mosier. What you want, Grizzly Adams? So now the guy's got a whole crowd. That guy's got a Mickey Mouse hat on. So, Kevin Smith movies are very verbose. That's kind of what he's known for. Yeah. There's not a lot of action. It's a lot of dialogue.
Yep. There's not a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of monologue.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. And his movies have changed quite a bit over the years. I will say I haven't enjoyed the last few movies as much as the early ones. And I don't know if that's just me growing up, or it's just his style changing. But I was on board to about Red State, and then after that he kind of lost. Lost me after Red State.
It wasn't part of the U.S. universe, though. And a lot of people, when they think Kevin Smith, they think Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy. Right. They don't think Red State.
He wanted to change things up. Yep. I loved Jersey Girl.
You're the one.
Brianna had really enjoyed it, too. She just watched it for the first time. We were watching some Kevin Smith movies because we were going to see him do some live podcast recording, which, Zach, you were there as well.
Absolutely.
We only went to see Jay and Silent Bob Get Old, which is basically Jay's AA meetings.
Yeah.
They just do podcasts, and it keeps him clean and accountable, and they just tell funny stories, and he pretends to have sexual encounters with people in the audience, and it, you know, just does typical Jay Muse bullshit, but it's very entertaining. But then Kevin did his own show earlier in the night. Was that one that was recorded, or was that just like your typical Q&A?
I think it's just a Q&A, and some of the questions that people asked at the end were really, like, stupid. A lot of drunk people were there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of drunk people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
But it's like when I saw Trailer Park Boys and people just kept yelling in the crowd. It's like,
oh, God.
They're doing a comedy bit right now. Like, let them do it. You don't need to be yelling.
Was that Randy and Leahy in Bloomington?
No, I had a ticket for that, and I didn't end up making it. I had car trouble that night. So after Leahy passed, imagine how mad I was I missed out on it. No, I saw the boys in St. Louis on one of their first tours.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
So they played a theater not too far from Busch Stadium.
Cool, cool.
So we got a nice selection of magazines back there behind the counter. It looks like Penthouse and Madam. Oh, Adam. Cherry. Hawk? What? Hawkeye, maybe? Mayfair? I don't know. Maybe those are New England ones. I don't know.
Well, a cinema magazine back there.
You don't get called up to the big leagues in the Avengers, you open your own pornographic magazine. Mm-hmm.
There's Big League Chew, too.
Nice.
On the right side.
I actually had the pleasure of meeting Brian O'Halloran once.
Oh, nice.
I met him at Days of the Dead in Indianapolis in 2016. Okay. I sat and talked to him for about 10, 15 minutes, actually.
Is he all right? I've heard things go both ways with him.
Yeah, when I talked to him, he was super happy, and you know, I asked him about Kevin, and I asked about Jeff Anderson, Randall, and mm-hmm. he's like, I still keep in touch with him, and I guess Randall's got his own Jeff Anderson has his own tile business,
really,
apparently, or something. So,
well, because they weren't friends of Kevin's, these were all actors
yeah,
that auditioned for the roles and got them, and as you can tell, some of them not the best actors.
No.
But you go with what you have, I guess. And
the best of the bunch.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got Veronica and Dante here hanging out behind the counter.
This is kind of... I just noticed that he does the same thing in Clerks 2.
With the toenails.
With the toenails.
Yeah, on Rosario Dawson.
Yep.
I love Rosario Dawson in that movie. Teaching him how to dance on the...
That was a beautiful scene on the roof there.
A bouncy one.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was enjoyable.
With a fantastic soundtrack.
Yes.
Jackson 5. And you were talking about you didn't enjoy like newer Kevin Smith movies. I thought Clerks 2 was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I liked that one too. Was that after Red State?
It was, I believe.
Okay, then you know, that's where I end then.
Clerks 2 was 06, and then...
I was thinking Red State was
2011,
let me look. I'm going to pull up his...
We're in a Tusk fan, huh?
I enjoyed it.
Tusk, honestly.
I watched it. I don't need to see it again.
A little bit beyond me. I don't know if he was going for something a little bit too arty, and I didn't get what he was trying to say.
Okay, so what happened was they were doing a podcast, and they came up, while very baked, a concept of a movie. They essentially did what I did with the Ernest podcast, but... That is once a month, and it's actually, I don't know, we're doing something good with it, I think. Sure. Tusk was just like, hey, we should make a movie about this guy that puts people in a walrus suit, and, you know, it was a little too out there for me.
Yeah, it just wasn't my cup of tea. And then you got Yoga Hosers.
I couldn't finish it.
It was terrible.
Could not finish it.
Was that just an excuse to put his daughter in a movie? Or?
I think so.
It was like a home movie.
Okay, so the order is as follows. Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Those are the golden years.
Love Strike Back.
Five great ones right out of the gate. Then Jersey Girl. I liked it. A lot of people didn't. It was his first serious movie. It was PG-13. Wasn't View Askew-niverse.
It split his fan base.
And it involved Bennifer.
Yes, it did.
And, which was a thing at the time.
It was.
It's a product of its time.
Here's Mosier.
Yeah, we got Mosier as Willem.
Now, is this the same Willem from Mallrats?
It's the same name, but yeah, it's like, it isn't.
I think they say that Clerks takes place, is it the day before Mallrats?
Yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
I don't think day after, like a week or something
yeah.
like that. Mm-hmm. Clerks 2 is like 10 years, 20 years later.
Clerks 2 was 2006, then Zach and Miri Make a Porno, 2008.
That was another good one, though.
And then Red State, 2011.
Okay.
After that, it was Tusk, Yoga Hosers, and that's been it. I know he's working on Moose Jaw.
Moose Jaws, yeah.
And Jay and Silent Bob get a reboot.
But there's also the Clerks cartoon, which was really good.
That was good.
I enjoyed that.
Why do they call him Snowball?
What do you mean?
After he gets a blowjob, he likes to have it spit back into his mouth while kissing. It's called snowballing.
He requests this?
He gets off on it.
Sylvan can't be talked into anything.
Why do you say that?
Like you said, she snowballed.
Sylvan? No, I snowballed him.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Here's the thing. Would you willingly give up that information? I would just be like, yeah, my friend did it.
Right.
Why would you tell your boyfriend, yeah, I did
that? Yeah, but then if he finds out later, you're lying to him.
Why did you tell me I had sex with three different guys?
Because I did only have sex with three different guys. It doesn't mean I didn't just go with people.
Oh my God, I feel so nauseous.
I'm sorry, Dante.
And here we see Dante's first example of being a little bitch.
I understood that you had sex with three different guys, and that's all you said.
Please calm down.
How many?
Dante.
How many dicks have you sucked? How many?
All right, shut up a second, and I'll tell you. Jesus, I didn't freak out like this when you told me how many girls you fucked.
This is different. This is important. How many?
Something like, oh, I've got to ring up a customer. They're yelling about sucking dicks. That's always good for customers.
As you want to do in a clerk's environment.
I'm glad that you're saying this, because I usually use that phrase on the show.
Want to do.
As you want to do. So I'm glad somebody else is carrying it on. Something like 36.
What is that anyway? Something like 36.
That's a very specific something like. 37.
37.
I'm 37?
Oh, my God.
37. My girlfriend sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
That's playing the whole movie.
Hey, listen, it's okay. You never even knew how many guys I slept with because you never even bothered to ask. Then you act all nonchalant about fucking 12 different girls. Guys.
No, but you sucked enough dick.
Yeah, I went down a few guys.
A few?
And one of those guys was you.
A few dozen?
Yeah.
And she was also at the convention as well with Marilyn.
Sucking dick in the parking lot.
Like I'm the town whore because you were plenty busy yourself before you met me.
Well, why did you have to suck their dick? I mean, why couldn't you sleep with them like any other decent person?
Now isn't a big deal. I used to like the guy we'd make out, and sooner or later I'd go down on him. But I only had sex with the guys I love.
I feel sick.
I love you. Don't feel sick.
Every time I kiss you, I'm going to taste 36 other guys.
I'm going to school. Maybe later you'll be a bit more rational.
It's like tasting the rainbow?
Yeah. Skittles. Skeetles. And this guy.
Hey, you get back here.
And now our introduction to Randall.
Who I think is my favorite character.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and originally Randall was written for Kevin to play.
He has all the best lines.
Yeah. He made him the funny guy, and then he decided, I'm just going to be the guy that never talks.
Yep.
So.
Which is the kind of confidence I have in myself if I was to produce a movie.
Mm.
I would never give myself the good lines because I don't trust myself.
Yeah. And if you ever see Kevin Smith out in public or on TV and stuff, he's usually wearing a hockey jersey with the number 37 on the back because of the reference for the dicks.
And our ticket prices were $37.
Were they?
At the
I didn't even pay attention to that. 37 is the magic number in the VSQ universe.
And, like, I don't know if you guys, like, watch a lot of the behind the scenes of it, but, like, Jeff Anderson was so apprehensive to everything. Like, even doing Randall for the first time, and, like, Kevin had to really talk him into the sequel. Like, he wasn't going to do it at all.
Because I understand he's the one that's holding up, like, more sequels to the Jay and Silent Bob universes, because he doesn't want to be pigeonholed, I guess.
But well, he's not really doing much else.
Right. No.
You are.
I'll bet you $20 you don't get to rent that tape.
$20?
$20.
All right, asshole, you're on.
Seems like he knows something. We're listening to a little Soul Asylum here. Great soundtrack. And Dave Pierner did music in Chasing Amy as well.
Yeah, I was just about to say, this is a great soundtrack.
You're late.
The classic Wrangle.
Kansas soda is still about the same price. But the world's fastest man weds the tiniest woman. That was news.
God, I miss the 90s.
Have a love, Dr. Jones.
Oh, I was wrong. Yeah, this is the Alice in Chains song. Soul Asylum's later.
I always love this shot when he like comes back with the door.
After you. Pull my dick out here. So he runs a video store, but he spends most of his time at Quick Stop next door.
If I worked next door to my buddy, that's where I'd be the whole time, too.
Yeah.
Because customers are assholes. Dustin?
Some customers.
Mm-hmm.
Some are okay. I became friends with some customers. I drank beers with a couple last night. They went from being customers to friends.
That's adorable.
I know, right?
That's how we reconnected.
Yeah, that's true.
We knew each other in high school, and then I ran into you at the...
You wanted some comic books.
I'm a motherfucking comic books. Pekin's not a big comic town.
Not so much.
No.
Most people buy from Terry out of his apartment.
Yeah? He used to have a comic shop in a laundromat.
It's true. Treasure House.
Yeah, that's where I got all mine to begin with in high school.
It used to be next to Quick Pick on Derby, originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then it moved by Crown Cleaners.
That's what it was.
By West Campus. And then it moved into his apartment. And it looks like a drug deal. Because it's a bunch of guys pulling up to an apartment complex, and they walk in
with lots of cash,
and then they come out carrying a bag,
a brown paper bag,
and they're usually in and out within a couple minutes. So I'm sure everybody in the apartment complex knows what's going on, but still, I was like, yeah, this looks a little sketchy. But
cop's like, what are you doing here?
I'm just the latest.
I just need my fix, man.
It's just X-Men.
You're buying ecstasy? No, like literally
X-Men. Yeah, all we got around here really is just Acme and that Zeke's place. And Washington, is that?
Does Zeke's Zone comics? Still sell comics?
The Zone? I forgot about the Zone.
They're mostly collectible games. They're downtown now.
Okay. Like off of Court Street or something like
that.
I used to go in the Zone all the time.
On Creepcore?
Yeah. You have trading cards and stuff like that.
I don't think anything's moved into that building.
No, it's empty still, I think.
I like how they started painting the side of it, and then they just gave up halfway through. Yeah. Like, fuck it. Oh, so Caitlin's engaged to an Asian design major.
And who's Caitlin?
Caitlin is Dante's ex-girlfriend who he just got back in touch with. Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
One second. I'm on the phone with the distribution.
This is a great scene.
Yes, it is.
What's it called again?
Happy Scrappy Hero Pup.
Happy Scrappy. Obviously. Hi. This is RSD Video calling. Customer number 4352. I'd like to place... Okay, I need one each of the following tapes. Whispers in the Wind, To Each His Own, Put It Where It Doesn't Belong... My pipes need clean.
Quick cut in so the kid is not there while they're reading it.
Ass-worshipping rim jobbers, my cut in 8 shafts, come clean, come gargling naked sluts, come buns 3, coming in socks, come on Eileen.
Come on Eileen.
Pearly white cum, girls who crave cunt, met alone too, the KY connection. Pink pussy lips, oh yeah, nah. All holes filled with hard cock.
And, like, Jeff Anderson always says, like, this was, like, the worst part of the movie for him because he said his mom and dad were going to see that.
Yeah.
So he always, you know, bothered him.
Was anybody else looking at all the videotapes in the background trying to recognize the covers?
I was not.
I saw Evil Dead. I saw Ferris Bueller. I automatically do that. And, Zach, you're probably the only other person I know that sees more movies than me.
I watch a lot.
So I watch a lot as well. I know... DeJanes has got a big movie collection, but I don't know if he really watches as much on a daily basis.
Yeah.
The guy works a lot at the Jimmy John's. So we got the litter box just on the counter. Just shitting right in front of a customer. And I believe that just happened and they just left it in. You know, you can't teach a cat to shit on cue.
Yeah.
They just kept it going.
Yeah. I remember Kevin was mentioning, he was like, they wasted a bunch of film or something, like trying to wait for that cat to shit or something like that. They were like, we can't keep wasting all this film.
That old man is really impressed with that cat right now.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. That's the drinking game for this.
Oh, that's a terrible drinking game for this.
Oh, and here we go. Berserker. It's Olaf. And he never comes up again.
No, he never.
But he has his own T-shirt. Skrullnik.
Moscow. Oh, it's fucked up, man. Nah, I speak some English. You cannot speak
Greek. Is he staying here? Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. It's a really weird cut.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Olaf, metal.
Olaf, girl, nice. Skrullnik. No caption. What did he say? I don't know, man, but this guy's a character. He says it's fucked up. He doesn't even know what he said. Blue jeans or something like that. That doesn't sound metal. You gotta hear him sing Olaf Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Is he singing English or Russian?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy.
I like his. Yeah. My love for you is like a truck bouncer.
Would you like some? That's fucking funny, man.
Did you sing Mickey fuck?
Awesome. And he's supposed to be watching...
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like that's what he's watching, but...
Sounds like stock noises.
Yeah. Well, this is going to lead to some dialogue.
Doesn't
locks the store. Again, all right. There's Boomerang and Encino Man.
Nice.
It's beautiful, man.
I really hope to put the lyrics on the inside of the album cover for that, mm-hmm. for that track.
Usually, I just turn the can upside down. Maybe you ought to soak your hand up. They ought to put a warning on these things. They do with cigarettes.
Oh, I think it's coming.
Dude really wanted those Pringles.
Thanks.
I believe it's Mitch Hedberg. It has a bit about Pringles. He's like, I like to think that the Pringles company made tennis balls, but then one day a truckload of potatoes showed up and they're just like, fuck it, cut them up. Awesome. We're in the potato chip business now.
Fucking miss Mitch Hedberg.
Oh my gosh. He was awesome.
He's all upset about his ex-girlfriend getting married, but he's got Veronica.
Exactly. Yeah. He's number 37, but he's still at least currently number 37.
I must say, this is probably some of the best dialogue in the movie.
Yeah,
the Jedi stuff.
Big, big Star Wars nerding out here.
All Jedi have is a bunch of Muppets.
There was something else going on in Jedi. I never noticed it till today. They build another Death Star, right?
That Chewbacca song.
Yeah. What a Wookiee!
Yep.
The second one was still being built. That smells incredible.
Something just never sat right with me. So we have some Bourbon County in a French press with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes, that smells delicious.
Calvin is getting creative.
Are you guys wanting to try it now?
If you think it's ready, my glass is empty.
I think it's good.
All right. Yeah. We're going to try it out. Calvin, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yeah, not like a huge like Star Wars nerd, but I've watched all the movies. Gotcha. Several times. I go to.
I bet they brought independent contractors.
I go to all the new releases and stuff.
New Han Solo ones coming out.
Yeah. That last trailer was really good.
I'll wait to see what the panel says.
So just try a sip of that, and then we're gonna pour some of the regular stuff in to like dilute the.
Yeah. All those innocent contractors brought
in to do the job were killed. That's all right.
That's pretty good.
Insanely sweet. Right, yeah.
Look, yeah.
You're a roofer. Some juicy government contract comes your way. You got a wife and kids, the two-story in suburbia. This is a government contract, which means all sorts of benefits. Along come these left-wing militants and flashed everything within a 3-mile radius.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but what are you talking about? The ending of Return of the Jedi.
My friend here is trying to convince me.
It fizzed.
Very good.
Did that get better?
Yeah, it's good.
It shouldn't be as like cloyingly sweet now.
Yeah.
So Jay's in the back in a San Jose Sharks hat, and he is just eating as much food as he can while they're not paying attention.
Now they're debating the politics of independent contractors on the Death
Star. Babyface Bambino? He didn't take a job because he knew what came with it. So the stormtroopers, they knew what they were getting in for. But then we find out they're clones. And they were, like, basically bred.
Stormtroopers and stormtroopers are different.
But wasn't,
Return of the Jedi was stormtroopers, not clone troopers.
Yeah, but what's Finn? Where did he come from?
He's a stormtrooper. He's a stormtrooper. They took him from his parents after he was
born. Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought he was, like, born into it or something. I'm like, because that technically makes him, like, a slave. So
he was born into the darkness? And
I guess. Vagery.
One of my favorite words.
Oh, here's a great scene.
This is just the not giving a shit about the customers.
Yep. Are either one of these any good? I had so many of these moments at Toys R Us of video games. What video games are good? And I would just be like, you know.
I don't watch movies. You work at a video store. About either one of them. I find it's best to get out of the people's affairs. You mean you haven't heard anybody say anything about either? I'm trying to tell what they are. Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
These are the same two movies. You weren't paying any attention.
No, I wasn't.
I don't think your manager would appreciate it.
Appreciate your ruse, man. I think
your ruse. You see Jay and Silent Bob in the background, just hanging outside the window. Yeah. Jay's just beating on Silent Bob. And Silent Bob's like, I don't give a shit.
And it looks like it's a nuclear winter out there.
It does. It's so whitewashed.
I don't know if that's because this was shot at night and they have lights going into that, or if it's just that bright when they were filming. But he's just jumping up and down.
Calisthenics.
Yeah.
One of the best lines.
Yo, here we go. You're not allowed to run here.
You're not allowed to run here anymore.
I love the Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites as well. And then he's got to leave again, to tell Dante. You'll never believe what just happened. You'll never believe what just said. Wait, she in here? This guy's going through all the eggs. Look. And it's now time for Walt Flanagan, number two.
Yep.
What's he looking for?
Said he has to find the perfect dozen.
Perfect dozen?
Yeah, each egg has to be perfect.
But the quest isn't going well.
Huh? Make the grade.
Why doesn't he just mix and match?
I told him that and he yelled.
What'd he say?
He said it was important to have standards. He says no one has a pride anymore.
It's not like you laid the eggs yourself.
I give him 5 more minutes effort. I don't want the cops. I don't need this. I'm not supposed to be here today.
2 packs of cigarettes?
I'm as puzzled as you.
I've actually seen it before.
You know him?
No, I don't know him, but I know the behavior. Let me guess, he's looking for the perfect carton of eggs?
Yeah, how'd you know?
And I'll bet you $1 million is a guy who's
helped. This girl has a great job. You'll find out here in a second. He's like doing the Jedi mind shit on that egg. Yeah, I like this. Putting his mouth, spitting it out. What does that do?
I would like to hear the director directions on that scene. Put the egg in your mouth.
Yeah, well, Walt was actually a friend of his.
Yep.
Like, they go way back in Muse. So those are some of the guys that he just, hey, I want you to be in my movie.
Gotcha.
And then he became, the fanboy and Steve Dave.
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Rubbing it on his nipple.
You guys listen to that podcast at Tell Him Steve Dave?
I used to.
It's okay.
I used to really like it because it also had Quinn, who later went on to become one of the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, gotcha.
So when Impractical Joker started, I'm like, oh, it's Q from Tell Him Steve Dave.
Yep.
Oh, so we have a little child buying cigarettes here from Randall.
He doesn't care.
Not paying attention at all. He just assumes somebody hands him money, they want cigarettes, and she looks to be about 4 or 5.
And she lights up.
Yeah.
And Randall's reading a high society, it looks like.
Yeah. Reading. Which I believe that will come into play here in a second.
Yes.
Jizmopper. Is that still a thing, you think? Like, are there still nudie booths? I've never been to a place like that.
Where, have you seen Boondock Saints?
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, I've never heard of one, like, around
here
or anything.
I think that's just a thing in Amsterdam and stuff, probably. They do, like, remember in Hostel, they had the girls dancing in the windows kind of thing, you know?
But I know Boondock Saints was, like, in the 90s set in Boston.
Yeah.
I'm sure bigger cities have nudie booths.
They could. I mean, I've never heard of it.
I've not experienced one myself. However, I'm not against the idea.
Walt Flanagan number 3, or is that him still as the egg guy?
That's true. That's true.
Nope, that's number 3.
Because he has a coat on.
Yep, number 2 had, like, gray...
Yeah, and what's weird, spread pussy, which...
I think you can see your kidneys.
Yeah. Kevin didn't realize how visible that was going to be when they filmed it. I believe I remember hearing that on a commentary track. But it being black and white and just, I don't know, something. He said when it went up on the big screen for the first time, oh, God, I didn't realize it was going to be like that visible. He was just making an independent film. He didn't really think it was going to be...
But you didn't get, like, the adult-only or mature X-rated. It's still really R for a giant spread pussy there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Walt... Because that character confuses me because there wasn't enough time passing between Egg Guy and then him to show up that I just assumed it was the same person.
Number 3.
But, yeah, that's probably... Kevin Smith's mom.
Yep.
And her tracksuit.
I actually have that tracksuit at home.
Sweet tracksuit.
Do you do this? You look for the most furthest out milk date you can find?
I do that. I do that with bread too.
I usually only go about 3 back, and if it's not changed, I don't bother.
This used to get quoted to me all the time.
Ooh, Navy SEALs.
Yeah. And that guy's worked on the movies. Digstown was in the background. That's a future episode of this show.
Wasn't the guy who did the Ooh Navy SEALs like a DP or something like that? Yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Do you sell hubcaps for 72 Pinto hatchback?
What are you
trying to say? Awesome. Don't you feel better?
No. Why not? Because my ex-girlfriend's getting married.
Jesus, you got a one-track mind. It's always Caitlin.
Veronica!
What happened to Home by 12?
The boss hasn't shown up yet. How come you're not in class?
That went a while got canceled, so I stopped home and I brought you some...
She made lasagna.
Yep.
And that People magazine behind Dante is when Punky Brewster had her breast surgery to... get them smaller. Soleil Moon Frye. Yeah,
Soleil Moon Frye.
That's a blast from the past.
Yeah. She wanted a boobies smaller.
Or 38.
Right? I brought up the ostrich theory in regards to people at work, that it seems like sometimes people just do that with bills. Like, oh, yeah, if I don't open it, it's not real. Like, I don't have to pay it.
Wow.
Ostrich theory in effect. But that one comes back to get you.
That's how life works.
Yeah. Slurping. Yeah.
Malaise.
So yeah, most of this was recorded after Quick Stop had closed for the night. That's why they had the gum in the locks. It was a clever device, so that way it was always dark in there, and they could record, because Kevin worked there.
Yep.
So they already had their location. Mm-hmm. It had been like me filming a movie at Co-op, you know, after we closed at 9. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure I could have done if I really wanted to. But
why didn't you?
I don't know. I guess I work better in an audio format. But yeah, we had some fun at Co-op. I actually had my signed Clerks poster in the co-op bathroom, which was employee use only, after we had a customer at our old location break our toilet. So we made it a rule, nope, nobody else is using our bathrooms anymore, but if you went in and took a piss, you were looking at a signed clerk's poster.
That's awesome. And
said, just because they serve you doesn't mean they like you. And
very awesome.
You know, although I didn't subscribe necessarily to the lack of good customer service. Mm-hmm. I tried to make sure we did provide good customer service, but we have our limits. And if somebody pushed me a little too much, I pushed back. And I was given that flexibility. Anyway? Yeah, like, I can't do that now.
Well, not at a corporate
setting. No, not so much. So, there's times where, you know, Dustin from co-op wants to kind of come out and be like, no, listen, this is how it is. If you don't like it, fuck off, you know, but I can't do that, so.
I remember the summer months at the co-op store, there were signs on the windows that said, if the money's wet, we don't want it.
Yeah. Sweaty boob money.
Sock money.
Sock money, taint money. It just is gross.
But at the bank?
I'm so glad I don't get as much of it. I do get stripper money. I know get stripper money because I know somebody is a stripper and they bring in a wad of bills.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to ask. She volunteered the information. So now we are aware of this. And it's just like, I gotta count all this and I know where it's been.
Oh, this is all cocaine.
Yeah.
I've been looking for decades for one of Randall's
CCP jerseys.
Yeah. I've been looking for one on eBay, everywhere. I cannot find one.
We got
a
Jersey Devils, we got a Pittsburgh Penguins, and Russia.
Is anybody outside of Pittsburgh a Penguin fan?
I don't know.
I know one Penguins fan, but he lives like in North Carolina, but he's a Penguins fan.
That's weird.
Yeah.
This would have been when the Devils, like right around when they won the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. I believe they won it in 95. Because I went to Jersey the summer of 95 and I bought a Devil's hat because I did kind of like the Devils.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Wings are my big team, but another the Devils were like my second favorite. Much. I know. Hey, none of us made the playoffs this year.
Oh, those Blackhawks are just terrible this year.
But you won a cup a little bit sooner than my team has. Little Caesars Arena. We'll get a Stanley Cup in there at some point. I got my puck up there from Farewell to the Joe. I got to go to one game at the Joe before it closed.
Awesome.
Oh, and here we go. Scott Mosier, number two. Standard Scott Mosier. You know, better looking, not all snowballed out.
Yep.
I'm used to the other Mosier. This doesn't look like Mosier.
I'd say
the first
pretty,
one looks more Mosier.
Pretty boy Mosier.
You ever playing street hockey on the roof?
Mm-hmm. Fruit bootin'.
Yep. Yeah, Mosier looks weird without a beard.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I'm just waiting.
Patiently.
Be opened after first period. Like, what? Are they watching a game? And he climbs the ladder. And this is where he's like, hey, Vern, I want to tell you all about Sprite. You can't even pass. That's me watching every floor hockey game that Jackson played in at the Boys and Girls Club. I'm like, what are they? Oh God, what are they doing? It's so bad.
The beautiful part is he's pissed that he can't get his cigarettes, and all of a sudden he's critiquing their hockey play.
Yeah.
Like a true hockey fan would.
But the thing is, oh, and there's Mosier talking to Mosier.
Yep.
Yelling at himself. And he runs away.
That's some Inception shit.
Yeah, right? So when did you first find this movie? Because it came out in 94. I did not see it when I was in 7th grade.
No.
I found this movie when I was a junior in high school. Thanks to One of my teachers, actually, Mr. O'Loughlin.
Really?
He was my global studies teacher. I actually got back in touch with him recently, hoping to sit down and have a pint. He's now a superintendent in Metamora, I believe. But yeah, hopefully me and a former classmate and former guest of the show, Seth Bennett, we're going to sit down and have a couple drinks with Mr. O and catch up. Only teacher that I invited to my graduation party, and he came.
Wow.
So I always liked Mr. O. He let us listen to Rage Against the Machine in class.
That's awesome.
We watched The Twilight Zone, and he is the one who told me about Kevin Smith.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, my high school teacher introduced me to these movies, and I told him that, and he's like, I don't know if that's something that you should be proud of, but, I was like, no, it's a good thing. It was influential in a way. So, I would have seen these probably a good three to 4 years after it had come out. So Mallrats, it would have been in the era of Mallrats Chasing Amy.
And gotcha. My first movie was Mallrats. I didn't know Clerks existed until after Mallrats.
Well, Mallrats was advertised the fuck out of it in comic books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember seeing the Mallrats ads all the time.
I saw them first. And then I was interested. I loved Mallrats. I went back. I saw Clerks. The first time I saw Clerks, I didn't like it because it wasn't Mallrats. And I loved Mallrats. But as I grow old and I hate people more.
I like this old Jewish guy.
Yes.
I love Mallrats too.
Yeah.
I think that's the only one.
Thank you, Sonny Boy. You're a lifesaver. Oh, but he's not done yet. Here he comes again.
Is this Dom DeLuise?
No. Dom DeLuise. All dogs do not go to heaven.
That's a good deep cut there.
What kind of toilet paper you got back there?
The white kind?
I didn't ask about the color. Is it rough or is it cottony?
Actually, it's kind of rough.
Oh boy!
Hell of my hemorrhoids.
Just gonna knock the hell out of my hemorrhoids. Yeah, I need to find out if this guy ever did anything else.
You have the rough stuff in the back.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Dante's such a sweetheart with old Jewish men in their hemorrhoids. Yeah.
Oh, you got any gefilte fish back there?
But wait, there's more.
Listen,
I hate to bother you. Maybe I can have something in the back there to read on paper or something. Sometimes it takes me a while, and I'd like to have something to read while it's going on.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
One of the magazines, you got the back.
Jay is making a...
The porno mag?
Yeah. I like the cartoons, they make me laugh. They draw some of the biggest titties.
This is the only movie he's ever been in. His name is Al Berkowitz. Only credit, no other information at all. Kevin had to know him somehow.
It's a bit part.
I closed the store.
Walt Flanagan plays Woolen Cap Smoker. We've seen him. Eggman. Cuckoo Cachoo. Offended Customer. And then we have one more to come. Cat admiring bitter customer. Cute cat, what's his name? Annoying customer.
That's right, yeah.
You don't see his face, you just hear him.
The Julie Dwyer reference.
And then, Dave Klein was the Mini Trucker magazine. He has even more. He's four as well. So he gets his screen time.
Julie Dwyer played a big
Mallrats reference.
Yeah.
She had an embolism. She was swimming laps. You know, she used to have the fattest ass.
They were trying. She wanted to be on the Truth or Date show.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's a hilarious scene on in the Clerks animated series of Dante and Julie Dwyer's getting caught by her parents. You remember that scene?
Yes. Yes.
So is this girlfriend number three for Dante here we're talking here? 3 out of 12?
Yeah, it's probably Julie, then Caitlin, then
Veronica.
Veronica, yeah. Probably, yeah.
Anybody had a lady from the past die?
I no.
Nope.
No.
One of my ladies from the past works with my current wife. That's not awkward at all.
I'm guessing the wife is aware.
Yeah. Yeah. She was actually on maternity leave when the ex got hired, and
that was
a fun couple days at home.
Oh, this is another story gets brought up in Mallrats too. Cousin Walter, Walt Flanagan, trying to suck his own dick.
No, that's the Jason Lee monologue.
Because I never tried. Was he also the Walt that was on the airplane that was going down?
Yes, yeah, that's the same one.
You're as curious as the rest of us, pal.
I love Jason Lee too.
Yeah,
and you know he used to be a professional
skater. Yeah, pro skateboarder. Pro
skater. Yep.
And now he owns Stereo Skateboards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's got a kid named Pilot Inspector.
Really?
Yeah.
Is any worse than Southwest?
No kidding.
Fly the friendly skies.
Or is it Northwest? I don't know. I don't follow Kanye.
Northwest. Yeah. Yeah.
I can never reach.
What, your dick? Yeah, like you said, I guess everybody gets curious and tries it sometime. I
never tried it.
I love that. Fucking pervert.
We've all got a friend like that. It's just an asshole.
Yeah. That's Soul Asylum.
Yes. Yes.
So, okay. There is a whole scene here that doesn't happen in the movie, but they turned it into a comic book. And it's called Clerks the Lost Scene, I believe.
It's on the animated series.
Is it?
It's a scene.
Is it a Katie Vick scenario?
No, but they knock the coffin over.
Okay. Yeah, oh, it's hilarious.
I remember Kevin talking about it at the first Q&A I ever saw him do, which was at Wizard World a long time ago, before Dogma even came out. Because he actually showed rough footage from Dogma. And, so they just do 5 minutes later, and here they come running out.
Yep.
But they did it as a comic, so you could see exactly what happened. And, yeah, I've got the single issue. I think I kept that one. And A Little Bad Religion. And that's a guy in the middle there in drag.
Yep.
Leaders and followers.
God, such a good soundtrack.
Look how dark it is.
Yeah.
We're pretending it's the middle of the day here.
Yeah, 5 minutes later, and then it takes them all that time just to drive back. It's midnight now.
So then put her back in.
I don't even. I think that animated scene wasn't even part of the series. I think it was just its own thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And Jay just runs up and farts on him.
Cock-smoking
clerk.
He has no shirt on now either. What happened to his shirt?
Right in front of him.
Now, do you have the Clerks animated series DVD?
I do.
I do as well.
Yep.
I watched it when it was on TV. I was very excited. I thought it was decent.
Yeah.
I knew it had no hope being on ABC.
And had a bad time slot, too.
But I think it was good for what it was. Oh, here's the other Walt Flanagan. Fucking dickhead.
Another great scene with the guy reading the tabloids is coming up, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Where do they come up with this shit? Yeah, because I just remembered what Randall does.
Yeah.
It's something I think everybody's thought of doing, yes. But you have to show restraint. There was a guy that worked for me, and 1 year for Halloween, he actually dressed up as Randall at the store. Like, he had the movie hat and everything. It was Clerks 2 Randall. And I think he wanted to be a little too clerky in the job. And I was like, dude, like, I get it, but you can't. You do have to help people. And I know we're a record store and, like, we're kind of cool and snarky and stuff. But you can't just be completely aloof the entire time you're on the clock. I expect you to help people. And if they ask you a question, you'd answer it, and, you know, it's not a hard job, and it's a lot cooler than other places you could be working, but he didn't end up working out.
What?
Yeah. Retail is just not for everyone. Koala fish mutant bird.
So I'm no more responsible for my decisions here than, say, a death squad soldier in Bosnia?
Oh, no, that's stretching. You're not being asked to slay children in defense yet, not yet. And I remember one time... I'm gonna break your fucking head, you fucking...
Just full on spit takes right in the guy's face. But not even spit take, just spits on him. He did the Triple H.
He did?
Yeah, he did. Before it was cool.
Break the walls down! No, wait, that's Jared Erico.
I've never been more embarrassed for you.
I don't know why I did that. Because the same guys did the same song.
Time to play the game!
Yeah. No, I was doing the DX, like... You think that you're better? Bow to the masters.
Break it down. Oh man, that's awesome.
Degenerate into something, something.
Didn't everybody Nailed think it. That was Zach De La Rocha?
Oh, everybody did. Yeah. They were the poor man's Rage Against the Machine. It was. It's exactly what they were. Now everybody's theme is done by CFO, I think is the name. It's two guys. They took over for Jim Johnston in the music department at WWE, and they're the ones banging out all these
Jim Johnston,
themes and classic. Stuff. Oh, yeah. Like, that dude was all over the WWE in the 80s and the 90s, and I think even part of the 2000s. Yep. But he is no longer in that role. This is another guy.
Kevin's best friend
for a while. Ernie O'Donnell.
Yeah, yeah.
And he comes up a lot.
He was originally supposed to play Dante?
I can't remember.
I think he was supposed to play Dante.
And originally. She's supposed to be like, that's Finger Cuff's sister, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's what I thought. Finger Cuffs, of course, from Chasing Amy.
Was dating Kevin Smith at the time, wasn't she?
I believe so. Yeah, she plays Heather Jones, which is supposed to be Alyssa Jones's sister, played by Kim Loughran, who I believe was dating Jeff Anderson in around this time. I don't
Nepotism
know.
At its finest.
Yeah. I could be wrong, but she was dating somebody.
Yeah, I remember Kevin wrote Dante for Ernie, and he couldn't remember his lines, I guess. Then so Brian O'Halloran came along, and he just killed it and gave Dante the role of Dante to him.
He's like...
He was really upset about it.
Yeah.
They had a falling out, I guess, or something. And
that's Rick Darris, who is half of the Finger Cuffs situation. Yeah. And then you see Coey London in Chasing Amy.
Yep.
So she has no idea what he did to her sister, I'm guessing. But he's about to probably try to do the same thing to her.
He's classy. He likes to talk about himself in the past to strangers.
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Everybody's fucked Rick Darris.
Have you not? There's number four of his 12.
Yeah.
Caitlin Bree.
Yep.
No, we already knew that, didn't we?
No, there was Julie Dwyer, Veronica,
and Caitlin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Three, yeah.
Yeah, so we're still at the three. Alyssa Jones is not one of them.
Are we sure?
Well, it hasn't come up. We know Rick Darris is.
Fucking Rick Darris.
Yeah.
You can tell he's a douche.
Oh, totally.
Yep.
What's that? What's his shirt say? Oh, so yeah, he's getting a citation for selling the cigarettes to the little girl.
The four-year-old.
Which he did not do. That was Randall.
Poor Dante.
Kim apparently pops back up in Dogma in an uncredited role as Woman in Elevator.
Oh.
So keep an eye out for that when we do the Dogma episode, I guess. And Olaf.
It's good.
Olaf is somebody that I wondered.
Yeah.
Thought it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him. Olaf really has done nothing else.
He probably had a one-hit wonder with Berserker, and you know, went back to Russia.
Oh, he did a song on Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back called Sweet Somethings.
Sweet Somethings. I'm going to make a confession here. I bought the soundtrack to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah?
Because it had awesome songs like Because I Got High.
Oh, Afro Man, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that in the theater. I was in college, fresh sophomore year, maybe? What was it, 2001, where Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back came out?
Okay, there's Big, Ghostbusters, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Drop Dead Fred, I saw.
Nice. Oh, and we're gone. Oh,
there's Caitlin.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Did he ever eat the lasagna?
He's going to eat something, or he wants to.
Giggity, giggity, goo.
So there's Kevin Smith
just buying,
some sugar for Jay.
I never knew like what that thing he was buying on top of the sugar was.
It looked like
it's like an incense holder almost. It looked like
Me.
Yeah, I don't know what
I thought it
was.
It looked like Little Daffy Duck from Tiny Toons. But that can't be right.
I don't believe it's
accurate. I wasn't paying attention real close, but it looked like Plucky Duck.
It's probably like wrapping papers or something like
But so Jay, he does it also in Dogma. He just eats spoonfuls of sugar.
Huge
Mary Poppins fan, that guy. And I guess he was kind of embarrassed to do this, which seems out of character for Jason Mewes. Because he does this kind of shit all the time now. But I guess back then, he was self-conscious about being like that. Now he'll dry hump a stranger on stage for laughs.
They had to clear the set for that. It was just him and Kev for that dance scene, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now he'll do, you know, do the tuck for Corks 2 with the jacket.
Yeah,
would you fuck me? Horses.
I'd fuck me. I'm not a big fan of her acting in this movie.
No, she's kind of...
Sadly, she passed away recently.
I did not know that.
Lisa Spoonhauer, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, she passed away like...
Was she in anything else?
But let's find out.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Are you on IMDb?
IMDb is how I go.
Honestly,
she died May 21st.
Last year.
2017.
Damn.
She did the voice of Caitlin Bree for the animated series, and she played a bartender. No, she played Star in the movie Bartender. That's it.
Wow.
So no, did not do anything else.
So she's playing the voice of a different character in the animated version of this movie.
Yeah. No, she played Caitlin Bree.
I thought this was Veronica.
That's Caitlin.
That's Caitlin.
I'm so confused.
Veronica is the shorter one.
You know what I need to do? Have something more to drink. It's going to clear my head real quick.
And Veronica is kind of... Yikes.
Yeah.
She's kind of scary looking.
She did not age well.
Not so much, no.
Yeah, I saw
that's
her.
His current girlfriend, right, in this?
Veronica, yes. But she's, Veronica's at least still acting.
Yeah, she's busy. Not busy, but she still does.
Yeah, she's sucking all those dicks.
Yeah, she, when I saw her at Days of the Dead with Brian O'Halloran, she was there too, and I talked to her too, she was super nice.
There's a movie called Shooting Clerks.
Yeah.
And she is in it. The true story of how convenience store clerk Kevin Smith made his grainy $27,000 film Clerks with maxed out credit cards and the people who aided him in his indie crusade. I did not know this is a thing.
Yeah.
Like a documentary about
it? And Kevin Smith is in it, and so is Brian O'Halloran.
I'm interested.
And Jason Mewes. Like, they're all in it, so...
When did that come out?
2016. That's why I'm surprised I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, these... I think they're from, like, England or Scotland, maybe, these kids did this?
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I heard about it. It's pretty interesting.
You haven't seen it, though?
I haven't seen it, though.
Okay. No.
So this is his ex-girlfriend who was going to get married.
Yes, to the Asian design major.
And now she's not going to get married to him, even though it was announced in the paper. So now he's got two chicks fighting over him.
Yeah, and he's having trouble leaving the past in the past, which, you know, it's something a lot of people struggle with, I guess. The grass is always greener on the other side.
See, I disagree with that, because...
I know people that have
the opinion that if you broke up with someone, you broke up with them for a reason,
right.
And people
but
don't
But he may
change.
Not have been the one that broke up.
So he may
still be carrying a torch.
He seems like the kind of guy that would never have the balls to leave anybody.
I feel like we've all been Dante at one point.
Yeah.
I mean...
Have been. Some of us still are, Dante.
It's true.
I like lasagna.
Are you Garfield the cat?
No, I'm the guy who doesn't get what we're talking about. Like, I'm focusing on the complete wrong part of the reference you made. Because he got brought a lasagna. Like, that's not why I'm worth Dante.
And that's one of the things that Silent Bob in his monologue brings up.
Calvin, if you want to crack that open, go for it. That's the Wee Heavenly. It's a Scotch Ale. It's got a little bit of a
Scotch
Ale. It's some badass artwork.
Any, Hand of Fate. Well, actually,
now is your time. You're seeing Clerks for the first time. You should drink some Scotch Ale.
It's my time. It's my time.
Break the walls down.
I think his band's coming to this River
Fozzy. Yeah, they are. Yeah. What was great is we actually talked about that on Drunken Lullabies the last time Calvin was on. Matt Behan and I talked about Chris Jericho and Fozzy, and he had told me that day they were trying to get them lined up to come to Peoria, and I said, make it happen. And they finally did.
So they listened to you.
Yes. You're welcome, Peoria. Fozzy is coming to the Riverfront.
Check that out. It'd be
cool. Yeah, I want to go see that. I know it's going to be... It'd be tough to get Jericho for an interview, but he is a fellow podcaster and musician. They're on an indie label. And believe me, I'm going to try working all my connections that I can to see if I can make it happen. But I'm a longtime Jericho-holic, and it would be awesome to share a beer with the dude. And just shoot the shit about music.
Did you discover Fozzy because you were a wrestling fan?
Yes.
Same here.
Yeah, I remember when the debut album came out.
Mm-hmm. And then Chasing the Grail.
The Grail!
I've got a couple of their CDs, and I'm not like a metal fan, but they're really good.
Well, they started out as a joke band, mm-hmm. and but then
named after
Fozzy Osbourne
with Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. Fozzy the Bear from the Muppets, and Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah,
and they kind of did like a parody type thing where
they were a cover band.
Yeah, Kevin's busting some moves now. in the shadows.
Still supposed to be in daytime?
No, this is nighttime now. Yeah.
He's been there all day.
This is the end of... We're nearing the end of the shift.
Yep.
Hermaphroditic porn.
They're not even trying anymore for the
yeah.
fight scene.
It's just supposed to take place over one day.
Okay.
Beautiful. So it's nighttime now. Dicks.
Now, there is an alternate ending, mm-hmm. Clerks. What do you guys, I don't know if we want to talk about it, what do you guys think of the alternate ending Clerks?
I was going to say, I don't know if you want to get into it now or you want to get into it over the end credits.
Let's wait.
Yeah.
Because someone has
Calvin, yeah, Calvin yet. Doesn't know what's about to happen, so.
It just came to mind because we're in the final act.
Right, so. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. We're definitely going to talk about it.
Okay.
Caitlin came to see me. Now I know you're lying. I'm not, she just left. What'd she say? She said she's not marrying that guy. She went home to tell her mom. You're kidding.
Wow, you've had quite an evening.
She went home and she's getting ready and we're going out.
I feel so ineffectual. Is there anything I can do for you?
So he's going to go on a date with his ex-girlfriend while his current girlfriend just brought him fucking lasagna.
It's exactly. Like you feel sorry for Dante at some points.
No, he's a douchebag.
And then you're like, Dante's a giant piece of shit.
Yes, he really
is. Yeah, because he tried to make her feel bad.
Well, and then think about Clerks too.
He's still a piece of shit now.
Yeah.
You know, like...
With Jennifer Schwalbeck.
Yeah, Kevin Smith's wife.
Yep.
And they're supposed to get married, and she is over the moon for him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he runs around and knocks up
Rosario
Dawson.
Yeah. Let's be fair, though.
That is an improvement.
Yeah.
I would much rather yes.
Rosario Dawson.
Who wouldn't? I eat cock. It says, ha ha ha, and he just stands there.
And these two actually dated, I think. Lisa and Jeff were dating while Clerks was going on, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was Lisa and Jeff.
Yeah, okay. I can't remember who... That Kim lady was involved somehow. I just can't remember how. But she was a friend.
Yeah.
Was with somebody, I think.
Ooh, can I watch?
Yeah, he's just watching hermaphroditic porn in the middle of the store. I mean, it's after hours, I guess, or it's late, I would, I usually played family-friendly music at the store. I mean, I got kids like Heath Slater, and I was aware of, you know, we sell comic books. We have a reputation, but I want people to be able to bring children of all ages in the store and not be offended.
So you're not the kind of guy to play hermaphroditic porn.
Exactly. But, like, when it got to be 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, you know, and we close at 10, I sometimes would, I like, okay, these people can handle some F-bombs, and I'd put on, like, Mindless Self-Indulgence or something like that. It's like, that's my time to play whatever I want.
What's the most controversial thing you ever played?
Probably a rap CD that a weird customer, gave to us to sell. It was really
like,
bad.
Was he the artist or?
Yeah.
You played, just some dude walked Hellface, and said, hey, I made this the EP. CD, would you play it?
No, he wanted to sell it, and we were like, good God, we knew who this kid was.
Okay.
And we're like, this can't be good. And we put it on one time.
Is he still trying to do stuff?
Oh, fuck if I know. Because
on St. Paddy's Day, I was out at Kelleher's, and there was some guy, like, they were filming, like, a music video as he was rapping.
No.
At Kelleher's on St. Paddy's Day.
It was awful.
She's walking out of the bathroom. She's got her tie undid. She's looking a little
frazzled.
She looks satisfied.
Yeah, she looks satisfied.
She's glowing.
His ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. That's racist. That's why she got off. He didn't do anything. Literally. You were so cool.
Yeah,
she has a speech impediment. Yeah.
That was interested in the story.
That was a plunger.
God.
It wasn't me.
All right, Shaggy.
Was it you?
I was up here the whole time.
Watching porn.
I'm serious.
Oh, so we didn't just have sex in the bathroom?
No.
Stop it. This isn't funny.
I'm not fooling around. I just came in from outside.
This isn't fucking funny, Dante.
I'm not kidding. Who went back there?
Nobody, I swear.
I feel nauseous.
Are you sure there was someone back there?
Why didn't you just fuck myself? Jesus
Christ. You just fucked a total stranger?
Shut the fuck up.
That's a brutal question, though.
Yeah.
Back when you just raped Caitlin.
She said she did all of
that.
She raped somebody.
You know it's bad when Randall's actually the voice of reason.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, fella. Do you mind if I have sex with your ex-girlfriend? I've... The rigor mortis set in my cock. Put a hat on it.
Yeah. In the magazines with it, too.
Yeah.
Was he alive when Caitlin...
No, I placed the time of death about 3:20.
That's a very specific time of death.
Mm-hmm.
The body can maintain an erection after...
Snowball. He just wanders in. He's like, this looks like a good time.
He asked me for it.
I can't say for certain until we get him back to the lab, but my guess is he was masturbating his heart seized and he died.
Horrible line read.
Yeah.
They should have shot that.
He's just going to get in.
Yeah. Well, he's...
I'm going to have a seat here.
Hey, it's a free ride, man.
Next to the giant erection. To be fair, that dude's pretty well endowed.
Yeah?
No, he did put his hat on it.
Yes, he did. And he's going to go for a ride to the hospital yeah. with Caitlin and the corpse.
She's going
to
snowball him because, you know, why not at this point?
Yeah, I'm sure if you talk to Kevin, like, I bet he didn't do, like, a ton of retakes because of, like, shooting it on film.
Right.
It's so expensive and stuff.
Salsa shark.
Dun it, dun it, dun it.
Gonna need a bigger boat. Fiddle faddle. And Crunch and Munch.
Yeah. Oh, classic.
It's all there.
Crunch I have a awesome. Box of Crunch and Munch at home waiting for me right now.
That's really? Delicious, actually.
My wife brought me a box.
What about Cracker Jacks?
I don't. I'm going to have a box of that when I go see the Cubs this summer.
You going to buy you some peanuts, too?
At Wrigley Field. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
See some Orville Red.
I don't care too. If you ever get back.
I that is purple. Thought we had a moment a little bit ago.
You shoe polish smelling motherfucker.
I know you said you're not a big like craft beer guy.
Okay.
But if anybody else goes to Wrigley Field, Corridor Brewery.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's so close. It's like I walk from Corridor to Wrigley.
I get notifications from them. I have like see first on Facebook notifications.
It's like 5 blocks.
Yeah.
If that from Wrigley. So if
I want to do a show with them, hopefully.
They make awesome beer.
Here we go, Randall, speaking some truth.
Yeah, this is good dialogue.
As it does for the next 20 years.
Shit, or get off the pot, Dante.
Yep.
Advice all of us should seize.
It is, you just up and quit. There's other jobs. They pay better money. You're bound to be qualified for at least one of them. So what's stopping you?
Leave me alone.
Oh, you're comfortable, right? This is a life of convenience.
Such a whiny bitch.
Like your life's any better.
Hey, I'm satisfied with my situation for now. You don't hear me complaining. You, on the other hand, have been bitching all day.
Thank you. Why don't you go back to
Kevin's like the funnier Tarantino when it comes to writing dialogue.
She's low maintenance. But meanwhile, all you ever do is talk about Caitlin. You carry a torch for a girl you dated in high school. In high school, for God's sakes, you're 22.
Leave me alone.
If you want Caitlin, then talk to Veronica and be with Caitlin. If you want Veronica, then be with Veronica.
Truth bomb.
Yeah. You know, it must be so great to have this ability to simplify things the way you do.
Am I right or what?
You're wrong. Things happened today, all right? Things that probably ruined my chances with Caitlin.
Oh, what? The dead guy? Over fucking a dead guy. Shit, my mom's been fucking a dead guy.
I'm dead. I can't be dead. It's impossible.
Melodrama coming from you seems about as natural as an oral.
True, but that's the way things are. They're not gonna change.
Make them change.
I can't, all right? Jesus, will you leave me alone? I can't make changes in my life like that. If I could, I would. But I don't have the ability to risk the comfortable situations on the big money and the fabulous prizes.
Who are you kidding? You can't sell.
Jesus, H. Christ.
So they're supposed to be doing the Jay and Silent Bob reboot,
yes.
Which we got to hear a little... Well, you got to hear two scenes.
I did, yes.
I only got to hear the one scene.
What do you think? I'm kind of on the fence, honestly.
Yeah, I kind of am, too. I don't really... Yeah. I mean, it was funny hearing him read it, but I was like, this is...
It sounds
this is
forced,
weird. Yeah,
kind of.
I agree. Like, he's going back to the well exactly. Because it's what people want. I don't know if who all is going to be... involved, but oh, here we go. This is actually in our theme music. Smoke some weed.
Whatever that means.
Drink some beers, get ripped, and hopefully get laid.
179. He's got a shirt again.
Half an hour. Yeah, we go at the same time every day. You should hang up. You get high?
Judgy McJudgerson.
Yeah.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, what happened with that old guy?
He died in the bathroom.
Well, I heard he was jerking off or something.
I don't know. I wasn't watching.
Yeah, he probably saw a can chick. I know I felt like being over there. Could you like this, huh? Huh? Could you want, huh?
Hey, knock it off. That used to be my girlfriend, alright?
I used to go out with her.
Yeah, well, I thought we might be starting again.
Still stealing the candy.
Double bubble.
I don't know, dude. That candy's nice, but I see the brown.
I start rubbing your back, fucking come bring your food. Did I see you change your tire once?
The car, all she did was unloosen the nuts and put the tire on.
Unloosen.
She does lie for you.
She's my girlfriend.
What's unloosen?
Tighten?
Yeah, right?
Shit, my grandma used to say, what's better, fucking good play or nothing?
That's all Jay views. Like, it's yeah. Just, oh my god. I heard a lot of this was improv, like yeah. Him just talking, but.
He's just rolling a joint.
Silent Bob speaks.
It's true.
Just dropped yeah, a nuclear yeah. Truth bomb there.
He listens to Silent Bob, but he doesn't listen to Randall the whole time.
His friend for 20-some-odd years yeah. Now.
He doesn't love you anymore. He loves Caitlin.
And he told you all of this.
Pretty much. All except the latent homosexuality. Latent homosexuality. That's just my theory.
I don't know what to say.
Don't hope. He's never got Caitlin out of his system. It's not your fault. It's Dante.
Of course, well, Veronica's listening to Randall.
Chick, so yeah.
Uh-oh.
A baker's dozen times three. Yeah, that's like that's a good tactic. Like, you think I was a whore before?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna suck every guy off I see. That'll show you. Yeah. No, that'll get you diseased.
Yep.
Maybe that's why she looks like how she does.
Yeah.
Rough living. I'm just saying. She's a method actor. She's like, wait. I have to suck how many dicks? Like, when you cast me, I've got like 12 in the past. So I gotta find like over 20. How many people are working on this movie?
Like, does it have to be in a row?
In a row?
Yeah. I'm gonna line you up like a circus seal. So, Dante just can't figure it out. Yeah. Randall broke up with his girlfriend for him.
Yep.
Too late with your Cosby sweater. Locking the store again, but this time because it's closed. And now for the fight scene. Yep. And the People magazine changed.
Did it?
The People magazine cover changed. Soleil Moon Frye's boobs were nowhere to be seen.
The cat.
I like the smacking him with the loaf of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to see all the candy that yeah. Doesn't exist anymore.
I think most of it's still around, honestly.
What a waste.
We got
gummy Skittles, bears. What's
Clark bars are underrated.
Yeah, Chuckles. I used to love Chuckles.
Me too.
Charleston Chews.
Yep. There's.
I love Mounds and Almond Joy.
Mounds and Almond Joy are good.
Goobers. Oh, Goobers, Henry. Hey,
Raisinets. Oh, Henry.
You guys remember Zero? I don't see it up there, but
I do remember.
Yeah,
it.
I haven't seen that in years. I haven't looked for it either, but
yeah, it's probably been discontinued.
That was kind. That was what a coconut candy bar, with kind of like.
I never had it, but I know about it. I can picture the wrapper in my head.
Yeah. It was white chocolate on the outside, but I don't remember what the inside was.
Gotcha.
It was a silver wrapper. I know yeah. That.
Was it? Did you guys ever have Zots?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, those things were yeah. Bomb.
Thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. Why is it cutting out like that?
It's the surround sound.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, it does that sometimes.
I didn't know if it was like...
Thanks for pointing it out and making me feel self-conscious, Calvin.
I didn't know if it was like...
Fucking cock smoker. Clark.
This Randall carries over so much to Clerks 2.
Yeah.
He's 100% right, though.
Yeah,
Dante's being a little bitch, doesn't have the balls to confront his current girlfriend to explain their situation, to try to resolve any issues they might be having. He just bitches about it all day, every day. Well, Randall...
It's always somebody else's fault.
That's absolutely right.
Yep.
He's got the smallest pair of balls I've ever seen.
Yep.
You gotta be accountable at some point.
Be honest, be open. That's why his relationships don't work. He doesn't talk or have a conversation with any girl he's ever with.
Yep.
But Randall, honest as anybody you've ever seen in your life.
Yep.
He's happy with his station in life. If it was bad, he'd change it.
Yep.
Dante? Nope.
Nope. He
just floats through life.
Yep.
Goobers.
Bubble beeper. Remember those?
Which ones?
Bubble beepers.
I don't.
Like the pager that was like just a big thing of gum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're still friends.
There's the world's fattest man weds tiniest woman again.
At least the world's fast man weds the tiniest woman still on the shelf like it's supposed to be.
On the plus side, there are things in life you can count on. Batman marrying tiny women is going to be one of them.
Yeah, you do. How do they know the Berserker song? They weren't even out there.
That's a good point.
I mean, everyone knows the Berserker song. It's an instant classic.
That's not the lyric. It's Would You Like Some Making Fuck. So, and that is the end of the movie. They took the sign down. Roll credits. Soul Asylum plays. Everybody's kind of happy. But originally, I like William the Idiot Man-Child. Willem the Idiot Man-Child. A customer comes in and shoots Dante.
Yep.
And the movie ends with him, like, bleeding behind the counter, dying.
Yep. I honestly think this ending was perfect. I think...
That was the original ending.
Okay. That was
the original ending was Dante getting shot.
Yep.
And... like, dying behind the counter.
Seems kind of dark.
And you're saying this ending...
I think this ending was way better than
that. Well, I mean, he lives.
So yeah, right, yeah.
That's a plus.
But
to be fair, is his life any better?
That's a very drastic change of ending.
But the dog is named Haiku, and the cat is Lenin's tomb. They were in the credits.
Well, you know, it's important to credit all the actors.
Bash and Pop, Making Me Sick, that is Tommy Stinson of The Replacements. That was his band after The Replacements were done. Jesus Lizard, band from Chicago. Golden Smog, that was a side project of Wilco. And Uncle Tupelo, I believe, Stabbing Westward, another Chicago band, industrial act. And then we got Soul Asylum from Minnesota, which is where The Replacements were from. So basically, this soundtrack is almost all Midwest. I'd
say very Midwestern.
Except for...
Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains is Seattle.
Yeah.
But for a guy that's from Jersey, it's a very Midwest alternative soundtrack.
Yeah,
but I dig it.
Soul Asylum was in Clerks 2 as well. Frustrated Incorporated.
Yep.
Misery.
Yeah. There's
Weird Al did a parody of it called Syndicated Incorporated, where it's talking about TV shows. So, Calvin, what were your thoughts seeing it for the first time? Had you heard much about it?
Well, I mean, I've always heard of, like, Clerks 2 and Jay and Silent Bob. And, like,
yeah. I used to I think you can watch... Oh, Harvey Weinstein for an unforgettable order of potato skins.
Richard Linklater.
And then what happened after that?
Yeah.
I mean...
But, so Jay and Silent Bob will return in Dogma. Doesn't even mention Mallrats. Doesn't mention Chasing Amy. Like, he was already working on Dogma, which was actually his fourth movie.
Yep.
So, that... Shows you how far... Oh, yeah. And then we got the after credits thing. His Jay's chant. Which is on the soundtrack as well. I think it was smart not making Dogma second.
Agreed.
And waiting until he was a little more established and had a career going. Because that was a bigger budget movie. And, yeah, it was good. So, knowing what you knew before, did it... Were you like, eh?
I didn't really know much going into it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just knew, like, references, like, $50 in my hand, like, the songs and stuff, and, like, but I've never heard any quotes from the original Clerks.
Okay.
When Clerks 2 came out, I was in high school, but I was like, well...
How old are you?
I was born in 91.
Jesus.
So I'm 27.
In a row?
Yeah. It's close. But like 27 doesn't seem that young now, but like
right.
Looking back to, you know, you said 1994 when this came out, you were in junior high. I was three. So like
this movie's 24 years old.
Man, 24 years old.
That and you know, a lot has happened since then. So well, we drank some beers, we shot the shit, and we talked about life behind the counter. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Be sure to check out some of Zach's podcasting talents. Where can people find those shows?
They are up on SoundCloud. Okay. And some of the older
geeks... Your anti-Apple podcast.
Yes.
Okay.
You can find some of the older geeks episodes on YouTube, because that's back
when... You know what to do, Tube.
Yep, exactly. Okay. And then, Silver Century and Geeks are on SoundCloud.
All right. So check those out. And, of course, make sure you stop by Bearded Owl in Peoria, Illinois, our proud sponsor, and check out some of their beer. Tell them Drunken Lullabies. Drunk at the Movies sent you. And, again, we can't promise it'll get you anything, but it at least lets them know you're listening. So
great beers, great people.
Yes.
Great service.
And again, coming up, we're going to have Nick and PJ on the show at some point, and we're going to watch They Live. So stay tuned for that. Not sure when it's happening, but it is going to happen. So on behalf of Calvin, Zach, and Steve, this is Dustin saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies, but it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Pacific Beer Chat brings together a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We hope you will check out the podcast at pacificbeerchat.com and at Pacific Beer Chat on social media and podcast apps, including Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. The music is by Conundrum. Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat.